get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hello, BYWD Tribe. This is Dr. Noah. We wanted to make you aware of our carefully selected book, product, and supplement of the month for June 2019. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product and book and supplement will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, posted on social media, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. So let's start here first with free bacon for life. We've been a huge fan of ButcherBox for years. In fact, you can listen to me interview the CEO, Mike Salguro, in the podcast archives. Personally, I look forward to my box of grass-fed meats every month. I get the beef, pork, chicken combo box and regularly take care of their specials. So here are the two different specials. From June 1st to June 11th, using the code www.butcherbox.com/beyondyourwildestgenes/ for new customers only, you are eligible for free shipping, free bacon, and $20 off your first box. From June 12th till July 7th, ButcherBox has created an incredible special offer for our listeners who are new to ButcherBox. Free bacon for life. The link to take advantage of this awesome offer is below. That's right. So every new customer, for every box you get every month or every other month, you'll get free bacon. We love grass-fed beef, organic chicken, wild-caught fish, and heritage pork, especially in the form of bacon. Our supplement of the month is BYWD's Digestive Boost. Digestive Boost is a formulation of specially selected enzymes and supportive nutrients to help the user break down their food and enhance absorption of key nutrients they need from their diet. As mentioned, our doctor-selected enzyme blend in Digestive Boost is uniquely designed to help with gluten and dairy, which many find very difficult to break down effectively and efficiently. The secret sauce to this blend is the DPP4 enzyme. As mentioned, for the entire month of June, if you use this code, capital D, capital I, capital G, capital B, capital O, capital O, capital S, capital T, 10. Yes, it's case sensitive. You will receive 10% off this incredible digestive aid. You can pick it up at our office at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com, or if you're local, you can pick it up at the office and just mention the special code. Our book of the month is Chasing Cupcakes, How One Broke Fat Girl Transformed Her Life, by Elizabeth Benton. It was a great read. You can listen to me interview Elizabeth on the BYWG podcast in the month of June. The link to purchase this book will be in the show notes. Be awesome and never unawesome, and enjoy the upcoming podcast. Hello, BYWD Tribe. This is Dr. Noah. We wanted to make you aware of our carefully selected book, product, and supplement of the month for June 2019. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product and book and supplement will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, posted on social media, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. So let's start here first with free bacon for life. We've been a huge fan of ButcherBox for years. In fact, you can listen to me interview the CEO, Mike Salguro, in the podcast archives. Personally, I look forward to my box of grass-fed meats every month. I get the beef, pork, chicken combo box and regularly take care of their specials. So here are the two different specials. From June 1st to June 11th, using the code www.butcherbox.com/beyondyourwildestgenes/ for new customers only, you are eligible for free shipping, free bacon, and $20 off your first box. From June 12th till July 7th, ButcherBox has created an incredible special offer for our listeners who are new to ButcherBox. Free bacon for life. The link to take advantage of this awesome offer is below. That's right. So every new customer, for every box you get every month or every other month, you'll get free bacon. We love grass-fed beef, organic chicken, wild-caught fish, and heritage pork, especially in the form of bacon. Our supplement of the month is BYWD's Digestive Boost. Digestive Boost is a formulation of specially selected enzymes and supportive nutrients to help the user break down their food and enhance absorption of key nutrients they need from their diet. As mentioned, our doctor-selected enzyme blend in Digestive Boost is uniquely designed to help with gluten and dairy, which many find very difficult to break down effectively and efficiently. The secret sauce to this blend is the DPP4 enzyme. As mentioned, for the entire month of June, if you use this code, capital D, capital I, capital G, capital B, capital O, capital S, capital T, 10, yes, it's case sensitive, you will receive 10% off this incredible digestive aid. You can pick it up at our office at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com, or if you're local, you can pick it up at the office and just mention the special code. Our book of the month is Chasing Cupcakes, How One Broke Fat Girl Transformed Her Life by Elizabeth Benton. It was a great read. You can listen to me interview Elizabeth on the BYWG podcast in the month of June. The link to purchase this book will be in the show notes. Be awesome and never unawesome, and enjoy the upcoming podcast. Hello and welcome back to Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoyer, and I'm your co-host. Today's podcast guest gives me a little chuckle, stroll down memory lane, and at the same time really excited. Our podcast guest is someone I've known for 30 years. Man, that makes us pretty old, doesn't it?
Indeed it does.
We went to high school together, played high school basketball together, same undergrad, and then we diverged and went to two different chiropractic schools, which is really cool because it's a perfect example of how the chiropractic profession is incredible. Whether you love to see kids or moms or you want to focus on athletes and performance, there is a chiropractor out there for you. So let me introduce my long-term friend and colleague, Dr. Jan. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing real well, Noah. I appreciate the opportunity to talk on your podcast. I listen to it. It's very informative. And, yeah, I think it's excellent that we're getting back together after about 30 years to do a podcast, see how each one of us are actually practicing. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. So let me run through your bio. Dr. Jan has been a practicing chiropractor since 2001 with a concentration on holistic health through nutrition, movement, and conciseness. I actually love that word. Dr. Jan is passionate about reading and learning from the best of the best in the entire healthcare professional spectrum. In his spare time, he loves to cycle, kayak, and garden, which we definitely share as well. So first things first, Doc. Since it's the first time you're on your podcast, how about expanding on your bio just a little bit?
Sure. I'm a chiropractor here in New Jersey. I'm a chiropractic physician. So I'm not the neighborhood guy who you come in and just works on neck, low back issues, the 5-6 minute appointment. Spend a lot of time with my patients. I like to build up rapport with my patients, establish a good confidence and relationship with them. In the office, we see a diverse amount of patients. We see a lot of teachers, police officers, but we do see a good amount of athletes, young athletes, Division I athletes. We have some pro athletes in the office as well. I got into chiropractic when I was 16. So basically, I came down with a pretty severe case of bronchitis. I was 210 pounds at the time, and I missed the entire basketball season because I got bronchitis. I was going to pulmonary specialists, medical doctors, taking antibiotics, a whole bunch of regimen of other medications as well, and lost my appetite, didn't have an appetite, so I lost all this weight. And then my mom brought me over to a chiropractor in my town, and after the second visit, I literally got my appetite back within a day. And then ever since then, that's when I was 16. I'm 45 now, I'll be 46 in September. Since then, I've maybe been one to the medical doctor one time. I do go for, you know, yearly or bi-yearly a physical, but I pretty much have been using nutrition, chiropractic, lots of movement, biohacking technology to basically keep me healthy and prevent me from getting sick. It's rare if I do get sick.
Yeah, we share that in common. Well, my mother brought me to a chiropractor at a very young age too, suffering from chronic ear infections and sore throats and strep throat ear infections, and was really familiar with that pink bubblegum amoxicillin tasting stuff until my first few chiropractic adjustments, and I've never had strep throat and ear infection again. So we share very, very similar stories. So, you know, going through high school, college, in chiropractic school. When did you start on your journey to being a little bit more maybe unorthodox in your chiropractic methods or integrating other technologies or, as you said, spending more time with a patient? When, how did that start and begin?
Well, when I finished chiropractic school, it's you learn everything you need to know to pass the boards pretty much. You know, that you learn chiropractic, you learn about, you know, anatomy, neurology. It's very, very good. New York Chiropractic College was an excellent school. I've only had good things to say about it. But then in the real world, I decided to go ahead instead of opening my own practice. I decided to learn from some more experienced doctors. And then for about the first, I'd say, 8-9 years, I was working for other doctors and seeing a lot of patients. I was sometimes seeing, I think in the first place I was at, I was seeing like maybe anywhere between 40 to 50 people a day, where you're literally seeing them for maybe 5 or 6 minutes, just adjusting them, and then you'd see the next patient, not really building up any relationships with anybody. And I noticed that a significant amount of the patients, you'd see them like every week. They weren't getting better because the only component that was actually being addressed was just the skeletal component, the vertebral subluxation. But then I started, I believe in following mentors. I like being a mentor, and I believe it's the quickest way to get to where you want to be is to find somebody who's doing what you want to do and just replicate it. So I did a lot of reading. I read up on Greg Cook, who's a physical therapist, and then I came across a doctor from Maryland named Rick Rosa. He's actually also a graduate from New York Chiropractic College, and he was the original recovery doc. And I went to one of his seminars, and I listened to him, and he was talking about the importance of recovery. Training's important, but nobody really understands the whole recovery process, and that's how your body actually grows and adapts to the stress you put upon it. And then, I mean, it's like when I heard him say, I called up my wife, who's my girlfriend at the time, like, I know exactly what I want to do. So then I listened to Rick, and then I also came across another chiropractor who's also in Jersey, Perry Nicholson, and then he was a chiropractor too. He doesn't necessarily practice chiropractic anymore. He's much more movement-based. Following their lead and kind of accumulated some other tools in my toolbox, went to a lot of seminars. And some of these seminars I would sit through for about 6 hours. And if I learned one or two things, that was good. And I'm also obsessed with reading. I don't watch TV, don't listen to radio much. But I read a lot. I listen to podcasts a lot. I learn from other doctors. And my goal was to get patients better quicker and then make sure that they don't come back with the same issue over and over again. So I addressed the musculoskeletal component, the chiropractic component of it, but a huge part of my practice and my focus for myself and my patients is focusing on the biochemical, which is the nutritional component of it, and then also functional strengthening up the body to prevent those issues from reoccurring. And you don't have to be an athlete. If you're somebody who's a teacher or somebody who's sitting down for prolonged periods of time, we need to make you functionally strong so that when you're sitting, you're not going to be having neck and upper back issues. So I want to basically just get my patients better, quicker, and not have them to go on to these treatment plans. Although it's not the greatest business model because patients do get better a lot quicker. The fortunate thing is they know that if they have an issue, they come in, they get better quicker, and they're not going to be stuck in some type of treatment plan.
Yeah. I'm familiar with Cook. I'm very familiar with Perry Nicholson. I've interviewed him twice. He's a fascinating doc that does incredible.
Yeah, he's got a lot of experience too. Yeah, he's got his own little interesting journey as well.
Yeah, he's fascinating. Definitely fascinating. You know, my focus has always been subluxation-based, always. But in my facility and our facility at 734 Broadway in Bayonne, you know, we have acupuncture, we have physical therapy, we've had massage therapists in the office. We do a lot of work with nutrition too. So we provide a lot of the similar resources you do, because you know, people are getting sicker and sicker and more unhealthy, and they just need more, just more options, to get them well in a natural way. So, I totally dig what you're doing, 100%. Now, you know, biohacking has become a real catchphrase. I like to consider myself a pretty novice biohacker and use a couple different technologies just about every single day of my life. And I do the same as you, read, listen,
I obviously interview people for the podcast. I have an education company with Dr. Mike and Dr. Wanda Lee that this podcast is based on. We have our own supplement lines, et cetera. Was it Perry Nicholson and Cook and these other guys that got you interested in biohacking technology? Is there someone else out there? Do you like that term? How about just speaking a little bit on that?
Biohacking is a very popular term, but to hack to me is like a shortcut. So I prefer using the word bio-optimization with my patients because I'm just trying to optimize their health with what we're doing. And the way I got into it was that I have a family history of Alzheimer's. We have a family history of Parkinson's. We have cardiovascular disease. So my goal is to basically, and I know you're into this as well, is I'm trying to control my own genetic expression. So if I could do anything to put myself in a position not to get a certain issue that my relatives or my ancestors have, that's what I do. So a lot of people think that bio optimization or biohacking is some kind of technology all the time, like you're wearing some crazy helmet on your head or you're flashing lights up your nose, which I do do. It comes down biohacking to me, like the first thing I tell people to do is based on nutrition. Try to biohack or bio optimize your nutrition. But I learned from Tim Ferriss quite a bit. He's like one of the big biohackers out there. He's always trying to make things more efficient. Ben Greenfield is also another gentleman that I listened to. I've met Ben a couple times at some of the speaking engagements he's had. And Asprey from and also with David Asprey, he's brought a lot of attention to the biohacking, bio-optimization world as well. I think Dave's goal is to live to 180. Not necessarily my goal. You know, my goal is I want to live to 85. That's fantastic for me. I just want to be a highly functional person at 85, and I noticed that over like the last 2.5 years utilizing my devices in my home and my nutrition that I've been doing, I feel very good, don't get sick, and probably in better physical shape than I was when I was in my prime. I guess you could call it my prime back when I was in my teenage years.
Yeah, you know, I feel that way too, John. I feel like I'm in better shape and better health. I feel like I even look better than I did in high school, and I intend to keep that up for quite some time, for sure. People love hearing about this stuff, and they're interested about it. They love to hear people's biohacking technology, what they use to improve their athletic performance. So I was wondering, what tools have you found most effective? And we could talk about nutrition. We could talk about literally gadgets. What I don't really care which way you go with this, Jan, but sure. Any way you want to go.
The first thing I tell people when they want to start doing biohacking, because we have certain protocols in our office and we have people come in specifically for our bio-optimization tools. But what I do is I have the lecture series composed of two lectures. One is about fat-adaptive diets and the other one is intermittent fasting. So the reason why I do my biohacking, I'm a cyclist. I'm a pretty good cyclist, but I was riding with my trainer, Dominic Perillo, who also is another person we went to high school with.
Yep.
I went riding with him, and he was a beast. I mean, he, like, killed it on the hills, and he hasn't ridden a bike in, like, months. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not utilizing my biohacking or bio-optimization tools for sports performance. What I enjoy is the fact of my cognitive abilities. It's like I'm such more clear-headed when I use these tools. So like the first thing I try to express to people is don't look at the gadgets. First thing you need to do to bio-optimize or biohack your body is looking to do a fat-adaptive diet like keto or paleo, but really look into it, look into the research, you know, understand that you're releasing toxins from fat, so you want to make sure your detoxification pathways are working properly, and then you want to make sure you're hydrating properly as well. The next thing I tell them to do is a very simple thing, costs absolutely nothing, which is intermittent fasting. I went to a seminar last October in Toronto, and I met Jason Fung, who's all about intermittent fasting. He's had great success with reversing type 2 diabetes in his clinic in Toronto. So I teach people how to do their 12 hours, 16, 18, and 24-hour fasts. That's a great way to also notice improvement, not just with health, but also with your cognitive ability. And then in regards to different biohacking tools, we have a lot of stuff in the office. We have hyperbaric chambers. We have infrared saunas. We have infrared Joovv lights. We have a machine called the LiveO2. We have vibration plates. We have a Nano V. And we put together different protocols for what people are looking for, what they're looking for. For example, I have a lot of runners, cyclists, and triathletes in my office. So what they do is, because especially for the athletes training for an Ironman, it's an excessive amount of training. So they're constantly building up all this inflammation. The inflammatory response is very important, because that's their hormetic response, which is going to allow their body to adapt to the stress that they're putting their body through, so they get stronger and faster. But the following day, we'll have them come in, for example, and our start their session with them laying on a PMF mat for about 10 minutes, which is a pulse electric magnetic field mat. It does a lot of things. I explain it, try to keep it really simple, explain to them that it makes their cell membranes more permeable, allows the toxins out of the cell and nutrients into the cell. And then I put them onto a vibration plate. And basically the vibration plate uses it for two reasons: to start pushing some inflammation out of the joints, dump it into the lymphatic system. Your body excretes it through respiration, defecation, and urination. And then it also helps stretch their fascial planes before they get on a bicycle. The reason why we put them on a bicycle after the vibration plate is because this bike, they're going to be riding a bike for 15 minutes, and we hook them up to a machine called the LiveO2. The LiveO2 is also known as exercise with oxygen therapy. So I put a mask on their mouth while they're riding a bike, nice and casually, while they're breathing in 80% oxygen. Now, the room that we're in right now, and the room that you're in, is about 20% oxygen. So we have them ride a bike at their regular heart rate for about 5 minutes at 80 and breathing in 80% oxygen. And then what we do, we do some intervals. And I mean extremely hard intervals. You're going to be doing 5 minutes, five repetitions of 30 seconds as hard as you possibly could pedal, and then 30 seconds nice and easy. So I'll put a pulse oximeter on their finger, so this way we can see what their heart rate is. I can see their oxygen saturation. And then the first 15 seconds of the difficult interval, the difficult part of the interval, they're only going to be breathing in 10% oxygen, because this oxygen machine that we have makes two types of oxygen, 10% and also 80%. So the 10% oxygen is the equivalent to being about 12,000 feet in elevation. So while they're riding extremely hard on this bike, and I have some pro football players that will get on this bike and I have to close the door because they are screaming because it's so intense, what they're doing is they're creating an oxygen deficit. And all their red blood cells are screaming for oxygen. After 15 seconds, I hit a switch, and now they're breathing in 80% oxygen, also riding very hard. And then you have a 30-second cool down. And then we do that five times. And then what we do is we give them a cool down for about anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes until they breathe in all the 82% oxygen in there. And this super saturates their body with oxygen, pushes inflammation out of their body. The great thing is the following 4 days afterwards, there's significant performance benefits. I've had patients come in and they tell me they're running. If they're running as hard as they possibly can and their regular heartbeat at that speed is about 160 beats per minute, they're saying that they're basically running at the same speed and their heart rates may be at 140 to 145 beats per minute, and they could push themselves harder as if they have a second gear. So there's a performance benefit to it, but there's also a longevity benefit to it, because now you're super oxygenating your cells with oxygen. Because I also have a hyperbaric chamber that patients use. I don't treat diseases. I can't treat diseases. It's against my license. But I have patients who come in who've had pancreatic cancer, and sometimes they come in with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I can't put them on a bike because they're just not physically able to do that. So we're putting them in the hyperbaric chamber. They're going there for 2 to 3 hours a day, daily. But the LiveO2 in that 15 minutes is the equivalent to about 6 hours in the chamber. So those are pretty much the main ones we do use. But we also have a Nano V, which is you're breathing in like this exclusion zone water vapor, which will also get rid of a lot of the free radicals that your body creates. And then this way, when you're exercising really hard, building up those free radicals, you could also do a session of Nano V in the office, and this way will help you eliminate a lot of those free radicals.
Cool. You know, I've had experience with everything you've talked about except for the LiveO2, which is very interesting. to me. I've interviewed a periodontist in South Carolina who uses the PMF mat to help with his cancer recovery, which is really a couple interesting interviews. The NanoV, I have not tried yet either, but exclusion zone water is structured water for those people who don't or a little confused with that terminology for sure. Vibration plate, fascinating. You mentioned the Juve. The Juve is something that I use daily for well over a year. I've interviewed the owner and creator. My body, my biology works extraordinarily well with light and light therapy. I love being out in the sun, and the Juve has been instrumental for my health. And you know, I have two kids that are both pretty good athletes that sometimes playing two sports in the same day, multiple games, and they do well too with doing some recovery on their joints with the Juve. I don't know how you feel about the Juve. I'm sure you like it as well.
Yeah, I have actually a lot of patients currently are coming in because they have like sinus. Even myself, I'm coughing a little bit during our talk here. I have just some allergies. A lot of patients who come in with sinus infections, you know, I do like a little bit of sinus protocol with some acupressure points while I'm also doing some chiropractic therapy. And then after, as soon as I'm done, I literally put them in front of the Juve. And besides the therapy they're getting from me, they said that as soon as they're done with like 10 minutes of exposure to the Juve light, being about 6 inches away from the actual light, they feel better, and it dramatically clears up their sinuses. Or if somebody comes in with a neck issue with a lot of spasm, I'll treat them, and afterwards we'll put them with the Juve light, have their back to the Juve light, and it significantly reduces the spasm. One of my athletes plays professional hockey. He's a defenseman. They want him to fight and dive in front of pucks and check people all day. It got to the point he has such good results, he actually bought himself one of the smaller portable Juve lights that he can take on the road when he's playing road games as well.
Yeah, I have a Juve Go too, and I'll be bringing that to our soccer tournament this weekend. But you know, it's funny you said that. Like, I did a short Facebook Live video about 2 months ago because I suffered from seasonal allergies terribly for years, and I've tried everything, and I've gotten a little bit better. But this year, I've two things I've done differently is the Juve every single day and Restore, which is a supplement that Zach Bush created. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that or not, but I've been using that religiously, drinking it and using the spray in my nose, ears, and eyes, and those two things in combination have dramatically altered my seasonal allergies. They're about 85% better than they've been in the last couple of years. So
yeah, I'm having pretty much similar results with my allergies too. If I use the Juve light, and even if jumping into the infrared sauna too, at the end of the day helps me out quite a bit, and I sleep a lot better.
You know, you mentioned the Live O2 with oxygen. You know, one of the things, and I'm sure you see this, one of the things I see with patients are there's a lot of docs out there that are terrified with excess iron if you look at blood panels. But if you don't have enough iron, you can't transport oxygen throughout your body too. So it's this kind of
– Exactly.
It's this really fine-tuned kind of thing that – in many ways, and maybe I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I think people are a little bit too cautious of iron because too little iron is just as disastrous as too much iron, particularly if you're an athlete.
Yeah, that's why also I work with a company, they're based out of Harvard, called Inside Tracker. So I try to get a lot of my patients, and especially the athletes, to do some blood work and send over their information to Inside Tracker. And they basically tell them exactly what they are deficient in. And then it just doesn't tell you what they're deficient in. It also tells you exactly what kind of foods they should be eating. And even breaks it down to if you're doing keto or if you're vegan or vegetarian, it'll break down and tell you all the really good sources of getting that extra iron. I don't recommend people take iron supplementation. I'd rather people get food from iron-rich food. I come from a long line of Polish farmers, so I sometimes put pictures of the food that I eat on Facebook, and I'm eating like head cheese. Last week I was eating like pig's blood with barley. I eat like, you know, really like Oregon foods, like really nutrient dense foods. So that's the other thing I recommend too, is when people are eating and they're trying to get better sources of iron and minerals and things of that nature, try to get it from well-sourced animal products, a lot of like U.S. wellness meats. I wouldn't recommend going to ShopRite and picking up a meat either. You don't know exactly where that's been sourced from, but I totally agree with you. People are too scared of being a little bit overly conservative with delving into the iron benefits.
Yeah, I liked how you started out with diet and intermittent fasting and being fat adapted. You know, I'm a ButcherBox subscriber. I love ButcherBox. I buy meats from U.S. Walnuts Meats, and I'm for the last 6 months I'm a subscriber to Vital Choice. So you know, I'm spending quite a bit of money for my family to get some of the best meat, fish, poultry, pork, and that I can possibly can for my family on a daily basis, for sure. And in terms of intermittent fasting, I have been talking more and more to my patients about intermittent fasting. I think that's absolutely crucial. I've been doing about 14, 15 hours a day for probably several years. I've been thinking about and switching intermittent fasting to time-restricted eating a little bit. I like that a little bit better. People are a little bit freaked out by the word fasting. But
yeah, absolutely.
But that, I'll tell you what, and I know you know this, but if you can get somebody just to intermittent fast without even changing their diet, it makes an enormous benefit. They'll lose a few pounds, they'll start feeling better, and it just naturally changes their diet to a better way. It is definitely one of the most important tools and things you could teach any of your patients is intermittent fasting, without a doubt.
Yeah, I try to teach my patients and my clients to focus on one day at a time. You don't have to do intermittent fasting every day. You could do a lot of the studies on intermittent fasting has been alternate day fasting. So you could fast every other day. And then there's also targeted. There's a lot of different types of fasting you can do. I do like a 24-hour fast on the weekends. For instance, on Saturday night, I have like a ribeye steak from U.S. Wellness Meats, or have a yam with a whole bunch of Kerrygold butter on it and like a plate full of veggies. And that will hold me over until the following day on Sunday, where I have another big tasty meal just like that. It's 24 hours without eating food. But when your body, when you eat such healthy fats, I'm sure you know this as well, the satiety center of your brain turns on. You're just not hungry. And you just function a lot better. And you notice you really don't need to be eating so frequently. And I was the guy who was 240 pounds at one time, eating 5 or 6 times a day because I wanted to get big and strong. And that got me pretty much nowhere except getting fat.
Yeah. The idea or the concept of eating 5 to 6 meals a day to fuel the fire is the biggest load of garbage.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just absurd. I teach just about every one of my patients to do 12 hours because I think that's the minimal intermittent fasting kind of like hour range.
Yep.
And if you can't do 12 hours, you have a lot of work to do because you have a severe sugar issues and imbalances in your sugar regulation for sure. So I teach everybody 12 hours for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I also tell my patients to, before you do intermittent fasting, let's get you on some basic fat adaptive diet. Just very simple, you know, add more veggies, add more healthy fats, pull some sugar out, because once you get fat adaptive, intermittent fasting is easy because you're just not hungry.
It's all easier. It's easier to move in and out of ketosis. It's easier not to eat. It's easier not to be a slave of food. Once you're burning fat for fuel, everything starts to change. That's really
100%.
It's an important strategy. For me, I do the fasting mimicking diet multiple times a year. That's kind of the way I get into a little bit of autophagy. I have not done a 24-hour fast yet, but I do the fasting mimicking diet quite a bit. I think it's a pretty good product. A lot of decent research on it. I'm a fan of that product. I've interviewed several people that work with that product on a day in and day out basis, and that's the way I get my fasting in several times a year for sure.
Yeah, very effective.
Anything else? I'm assuming if you have all these things in your clinic, you're using all of them on yourself on a regular basis too. Would that be fair to say?
I pretty much everything I tell my patients, they're like, "Whoa, you have a lot of stuff." I'm like, "Well, everything in my office I have in my house. So basically, I use pretty much everything in my house daily. Like I mentioned, I have Alzheimer's in my family, which is my grandmother. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and she was in perfect health. And then she degenerated very quickly. One day she got lost. Police found her, brought her home. The next day, my mom moved her into our house and my mom retired. And then for 14 years, we watched her degenerate from Alzheimer's. And with Alzheimer's, I'm pretty sure people who've been through this understand that the most difficult part about it is it's the people taking care of her, taking care of the person with Alzheimer's. So I use a thing called a V-Lite, which has lots of research behind it. You're wearing this, it's kind of like a cap you wear on your head, and you're flashing your brain with a certain frequency of a UV light, and you're wearing a probe in your nose and flashing the base of your brain with this light too. And it helps reduce amyloid plaquing on your brain, which is the cause of, it's the reason why you get Alzheimer's. So also, like with people, if I have patients in my office, because I do work with some police officers who do shift work and they can't sleep, so I have them come in, they do the PMF mat, they do the Juve light, because that does help reset some circadian rhythms. And then I have them use the V light as well, because if you're doing shift work, you're not sleeping well. That's when your brain's literally cleaning the central, that's when your body's cleaning the central nervous system. And if that's not happening, you're getting a buildup of amyloid plaquing. And if you have it in your genes, potentially getting Alzheimer's, it's something you want to take care of when you're younger prior to getting any symptoms. But yeah, majority of everything I have in my office, it's replicated here in my house. Even then, I have a hyperbaric chamber in my gym in my house too.
I'm glad, Doc, that you mentioned sleep. There may not be one single biohack that's as important as sleep is. Getting a good night's sleep, getting into REM, getting into deep sleep. And that kind of reminded me of something. And I'm sure you agree sleep is that important. But do you use any tracking devices? Because I use the Oura Ring, and I've used it now for almost 2 years.
You know, I used to use the Oura. I had an Oura Ring. I used to use it. I also used to use the Whoop watch.
Yep.
I had this is a technology. It was called the Zio, which is basically where monitored your brainwave activity. Great device. Unfortunately, their company went bankrupt. The only issue is I have a slightly underlying anxiety issue. So what happened with all the self-quantification tools, it just drove me nuts. I was wearing one of those iFit band, those Fitbits.
Yep.
And I was trying to do like 15,000 steps a day. So then my patients would ask me, why are you walking circles around me? And I'm like, I got to get 15,000 steps. So it got to the point where I try not to use self-quantification tools. I just try to see how I feel. But when I was doing my heart rate variability, I noticed significant improvement with better sleep. And so I think the most important part of my sleeping habit is probably like the last hour to hour and a half before I do go to sleep. I do wear blue blocker glasses. I'm exposed to fluorescent lights at work. And I try, you know, I do watch a little bit of TV or news on at night before I do go to bed. And those that blue light just, you know, that just shocks your brain. You want to kind of stay up. So I try to down regulate and ease my way into sleeping. And I try to have like a good sleep hygiene. So my room is pitch dark. We don't have an alarm clock in there. I do have my cell phone next to me. It's flipped over, so I don't see any kind of light from it or anything. We have blackout curtains in there as well. So it's pitch dark. I also have a chill mat. The chill mat is exceptional because it brings down my side of the bed. My wife didn't want it her side, but I bring down my side of the bed to about 61 cozy degrees. So I'm sleep nice and cool temperature, dark room, and really good sleep hygiene prior to going to bed. Extremely important.
Yeah, I agree. So let's finish this up, Doc. Your daily routine from waking to sleeping.
Well, a little nuts. I do wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was actually introduced to a book called The Miracle Morning by another chiropractor from Ohio. Great doctor. His name is Craig Banks. He's actually Mr. Olympia's chiropractor, and he introduced me to this book about starting these morning habits. So I've been – and I'm also a fan of Jocko Willink, who's a retired Navy SEAL, and he's all about discipline. And here I go on Facebook, take a picture of his watch at 4:30. I'm a little competitive, so I'm up at 4 o'clock. So I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, drink about 20 ounces of water with some Himalayan sea salt in it, or go downstairs, meditate for about 15 minutes, write in my gratitude journal, which has really changed my life a lot, because when you're giving gratitude, you're kind of at peace with yourself. then I'll do some affirmations, you know, get my brain ready, and then I'll go ahead and probably read for about an hour and a half, and then I'll go ahead and do some exercise. Not training. When I'm outdoors cycling, that's training, but usually I'll do like some movement exercises, some stretching. I have a vibration plate here in my house as well. Or just do some calisthenics and some stretching, bodyweight exercises. Do things around the house, and then I'll get on my bike for about 2 hours, go ride outdoors, get into the office, come home by 8:30, wind down with the wife, and start the same thing the following day.
Yeah, I have very similar routines. I wake up about 4:15, 4:30, do Juve Light, meditation, gratitude, water. I do apple cider vinegar in my water and with some sea salt.
Sure.
Very, very similar. And then exercise as well. So, and then get to work. So, people find, rhythms and routines really, really important. I've been asking that question, at the end of every podcast for probably 2.5 years now. So appreciate for sharing that. And, last question, how can our audience get in touch with you?
Everybody gets my cell phone number. People think it's a little awkward, but I like it when a patient wants to make an appointment in my office, they could talk to me directly. So people call me directly from anywhere, 917-748-2902, or they could reach us on our website. Our website is www.chiropracticandsportsrecovery.com, or even on Facebook. You could look up New Jersey Chiropractic and Sports Recovery. And I get back to anybody who contacts me. I'm pretty disciplined with it, probably like within an hour.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking on Facebook, and I saw one of your posts today, and I saw one of your meals, and it was avocado and spinach.
No, that was not me. I do not eat cheese and sardines. That was my trainer, Dominic, and I think you know Dominic Perillo as well.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know how he mixes sardines and cheese, but he loves it. I mean, the guy is a beast, so
well,
it works for him. I love sardines, but not with cheese.
it was an extremely – person who's on an extremely fat adapted ketogenic meal for sure.
And it's in a dog bowl too, no less. He thoroughly enjoys the fact that he's eating out of a dog bowl because it's very easy to clean and sanitary.
All right. Thanks, Doc. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoy, your co-host, and you're listening to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. If you like what you've heard today, please share this with your friends and encourage them to subscribe on iTunes. Leaving a review on iTunes would be the icing on the cake. Thank you. You can subscribe to our incredible weekly email at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com. And thank you. As my oldest son, Hayden, says, be awesome and never unawesome.